You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding Hayward area residents of roadwork on County Highway E this week. Crews will begin replacing a culvert south of Peters Road in Bass Lake Township today. County Highway E will be closed between Peters Road and the railroad tracks until Thursday for the culvert replacement. Residents who need to access Peters Road will still be able to do so from the north. Highway officials will not be posting any signed detours during the project, so residents should remember to plan their routes accordingly. The annual Northwest Wisconsin Lakes Conference will be held at Hayward High School this Friday. The event will be held from 8 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. and offer interested residents information about the ecology of area lakes and the various plants and animals that inhabit them. It will include speakers from a variety of community partners, including natural resources agencies, local lake associations, and land and water conservation departments. Attendees will also get the chance to network with each other and exhibitors throughout the day. Devin Remiker was elected as the new chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin at the party's state convention over the weekend. Remiker formerly served as the state party's executive director and was endorsed by outgoing chair Ben Wickler. He defeated 3rd Congressional District Chair William Garcia and Joe Zepecki. In his victory speech, Remiker turned his sights towards the 2026 elections. He also said he plans to work with Democrats from across the state to stand up against the policies being implemented by the Trump administration. The Embrace and Community Referral Agency has announced a move to a new location in Rice Lake. The organization's new office is on West John Street, and organization officials hope it will increase their visibility and ability to reach people. The agency offers support services for survivors of gender-based violence, including counseling, crisis intervention, and even emergency shelter and housing services. The facility will be open Monday through Thursday from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and residents can also access a 24/7 helpline. The Wisconsin Election Commission is mailing postcards to over 200,000 registered voters in the state, advising them to confirm their eligibility. The commission is advising anyone who receives one of the postcards with official voter registration notice on it that they have until July 15th to respond. The postcards are being sent to people who have not voted over the past 4 years and ask the recipients if they want to remain a registered voter at their listed address. If recipients don't respond, their voter registration will be deactivated on July 31st. Conservation activists are petitioning the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to list gray wolves as endangered or threatened at the state level as congressional Republicans seek to delist them at the federal level. The group urged the DNR to list the wolves as endangered to uphold science-based population management and protect the wolves from excessive hunting amid federal funding cuts. If the wolves are delisted at the federal level, the state would be required to hold an annual wolf hunt. Over 200 wolves were harvested in the 2021 wolf hunt. United Way St. Croix and Red Cedar Valleys has announced $180,000 in grant funding to nonprofits across Northwest Wisconsin. The community impact grants will be distributed to 30 nonprofits serving residents in Burnett, Dunn, Pepin, Pierce, Polk, and St. Croix counties. The funding is meant to improve the lives of Alice families, meaning asset-limited, income-constrained, and employed families. A full list of the nonprofits that received a portion of the grant funding is available on the United Way St. Croix and Red Cedar Valleys website. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning Western Wisconsin residents that spongy moth treatment flights will continue through July. According to a press release, the small yellow planes will be applying a pheromone to treetops in an effort to prevent the invasive species from reproducing. The treatment will be sprayed in a number of Western Wisconsin counties, including Barron, Dunn, Polk, and St. Croix. Flight times and locations will be determined by weather conditions and the development of the spongy moths. Health officials are reminding residents to be on the lookout for bacteria and algae blooms as the weather starts to warm up enough to get in the water. Higher temperatures and more sunlight during this time of year increases algae blooms, especially in standing water. While residents are out and about this summer, they should remember to stay out of the water if something looks or smells off. They can also check an interactive map on the Department of Natural Resources website for up-to-date information on the hundreds of lakes and beaches they monitor. The Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee has adopted a motion proposing $1.3 billion in tax cuts in the state's next biennial budget. The tax cuts would primarily target retired residents and married residents filing jointly. Republicans say the cuts are meant to keep residents in the state and give back for contributing to the state's strong economy. Democrats on the committee voted against the motions, saying the adopted investments were much less than those proposed by Governor Tony Evers. The motions passed along party lines. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers head to Chicago to open a series against the Cubs tomorrow night. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 3-2 to win the four-game series and move up into second place. Did things get testy with St. Louis over the weekend? The Brewers' Trevor McGill.
Tensions were high. Everything surrounding that's happened over the series. So, yeah, that's huge for us. 3 out of 4 and get out of the jam like that.
Rhys Hoskins got beaned. The Cardinals' Wilson Contreras having words with the Brewers' bench. Pat Murphy.
Cardinals Brewers, man, there's always going to be high emotion. The health of the game is that you let players, especially veterans like that, handle what they handle. If we feel like somebody's throwing at us on purpose, the umpires will take care of it.
Girls high school softball, the Kokona Ghosts, with a 1-0 win over Kenosha Bradford to clinch their fourth state division title in the last 5 years.
It hasn't quite settled in yet, but it's an amazing feeling. I wouldn't want to go out any other way, so it's just incredible.
That's senior pitcher Carly Meredith with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Sheridan's dance card continues to remain full. He is jumping back into the feature film world with a new film called FAST, or Fast, which will star Brendan Sklenar, who he worked with on 1923, and Succession's Juliana Canfield. The film is a thriller that will hit theaters in April 2027. Taylor Sheridan, in addition to writing the critically acclaimed film Hell or High Water, is the creative force behind Yellowstone, Lioness, Tulsa King, and Yellowstone prequels 1883 and 1923. Speaking of theatrical releases, this summer is off to a great start when it comes to the box office. Next summer, there is also a real treat in store when Toy Story 5 will hit the silver screen. Pixar Animation and Disney have announced officially that the next chapter for Buzz and Woody will premiere June 19th, 2026. In the story, our heroes take on modern technology, or tech toys, in order to fight for their existence. Ted Lasso star Jason Sudeikis learned a lot from his uncle, George Wendt. On a recent episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, actor, writer, producer Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent on Ted Lasso, told Ted Danson that Sudeikis found out about his uncle's death while in the writer's room at Ted Lasso, then added that they matched tears with laughter by watching compilations of George Wendt as Norm. Orlando Bloom is alive and well after his surgery. No reason to panic, Bloom fans. The actor had elective surgery, which was a blood-filtering procedure to remove microplastics or forever chemicals from his blood. The procedure is only available at one clinic in London, according to Collider. If you're thinking about checking out this procedure, just know that it costs $10,000. Let's be honest, most of us will just have to cross our fingers and hope that having Tupperware in our blood isn't as bad as experts say. Alan Ritchson has played Reacher for 3 seasons now, and season 4 is currently in production. It's a good gig because there are 29 Reacher books, and each one equals one TV season, which could keep an actor working for quite a while. The role is iconic and based on the books by Lee Child. Ritchson says when he won the role, he was nervous about trying to fill the shoes of Tom Cruise, who played the character in the movies. Ritchson says he was really thrilled when he got the part, but recently said that he was even more excited when he realized the character Reacher in the book eventually has thinning hair. Ritchson says he erupted in cheers when he read that because there is no pressure now to not go bald, which for a guy can be a challenge over the course of 29 TV seasons. Great show. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Our high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorms likely, could be quarter inch or more of rain, even up to a half inch in spots. Our low in the mid 60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.